Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Lamed Gimel. We are on Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis. Parsha Shir was given last night, so by the Shem it should be up by now. So we have the daf for Ian 2 nights ago and the Parsha last night, and now we are up to Lag in Erevin. Lag in Erevin. Remember back in Lag in Shabbos, that was the Lag Ba'Omer Gemara. That was all about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave with his son. That was Lag B'Shabbos. Now we're up to Lag Ba'Erevin. Okay, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. We are up to Amar Rava. What are we talking about? So if you remember, the Mishnah brought up yesterday on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis the issue of where the Erev is in proximity to the person who needs the Erev to work. And the halacha is that the Erev has to be in the same halachic place, or at least no Isurim to get there as the person who wants the Erev. We'll get to, Baruch Hashem, later, what happens if it's in the same place but you just can't get to it, like if it's locked up in a box. You'll be able to get to it. That's a different type of inaccessibility. But here we're talking about inaccessibility in terms of halacha. So the Mishnah said, Mishnah had a distinction. The Mishnah said it depends if you put it above or lower than 10 tefachim in the tree. If you put it above 10 tefachim, so then it's no good. Not a good erev because it's in a different rishus. Why is it in a different rishus? Because we assume it is talking about a case of the, so far what did we say? The tree is in Rishus HaRabim, and the person has Kavana to be Kona Hishvisa, to have his Rishus at the bottom of the tree, but the Erev is in the top of the tree, above 10 Tfachim, and it's 4 Tfachim wide, so it's in Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, it is a problem if it's above 10 Tfachim. If it's lower than 10 Tfachim, then it's okay, because it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanan to be able to go get the Erev, and the Mishnah of going like Rebbe, who holds, called Davar Shehu Mishem Shvus, Lo Gazru Ola Ben Hashmashos. Any Issa D'Rabbanan, that's a very general rule. We'll have to see if that really is a general rule. Anything that is an Issa D'Rabbanan of Shavuos, they weren't gozer on during Ben Hashmashos. That's what we said so far. Again, the Mishnah is a case of the tree is in Rishus HaRabim. The Erev above 10 Tfachim is in its own Rishus HaYachid, and that's why it's a problem. Lower than that, it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanan to go up, the Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rebbe. That's what we said so far, the Ukimta. So now, Amar Rava, about 8 lines up on the bottom. Lo shanu, when do we say all of this applies and this whole kimta works? Ela be'ilan ha'omed chutzli bura shalir. That's only where you have a tree in Rishus HaRabim in the middle of nowhere. A tree is not within the tchum or the ibura of the city. We might not have had this in this pesachta yet, so let's explain it. It comes up later on. Ibura shalir. How do we measure the tchum of a city? So we know the whole city is considered Dalet Amos, one little Rishus, and you measure 2,000 Amos from outside the city. What's called outside the city? You go by the last house. What's the last house? How do you measure it? So the halacha is that if there is a house within 70 2/3 Amos from the rest of the city, that's included in the city. And then the tchum is measured from beyond that house. If there keeps being houses all the way until the next city, then they're all one big happy city. Then you don't have to make a tchum in between them, as long as you keep having these extra houses and huts in Ibura Shel'ir. That's the Ibura for the word pregnant, right? We impregnate the city by adding on these houses. So Rava says, when do we say these halacha, the disukimta of the Mishnah, that the difference is between above Ted Tfachim, below Ted Tfachim, that's only where you have a tree that is outside the Ibura of the city. Rashi explains, let's say you're in one city, you're in city A, you want to go to city C. City C is beyond 2,000 Amos away, so you can't get there. So you put the Erev in a tchum of another city that happens to be in the middle. So, says the Rava, actually that would be the contrast. When do we say these halachas apply only if it's not in the Ibur of a city? Aval ilan ha'omed betoch Ibur shalir. But if you put the Erev in a tree that's in the Ibur of a city, not the city that you eventually want to get to, because then there wouldn't be any shaila, that is within your tchum. But there's another city in between. So if it's within the Ibur of that city, then afilu lamala me'asara hareza erev. That it's a good erev, even if it's above 10 tefachim. Why? Irish is a rabbin, Irish is a yachid. So, demasa keman demal yadamya. A big chiddush, the big gemara says, the city is as if it's filled. As if it's filled. Rashi says, let's say there are walls around the city. Tosfos says, even if there are no walls around the city, we'll make imaginary walls around the city. A special kula when it comes to Erev Tchumen, whatever the borders of the city are, we make it as if it's filled with dirt. And it's as if you're standing on top of the dirt. So your Erev is above 10 Tfachim, but so are you. right? You're able to be raised up, and we don't consider it as if you and your Erev are in a different Rishus. Yes, Rashi says, in terms of real halacha lamaisa, if you would take your Erev down from the 10 Tfachim, you'd be violating it as a daraisa. You'd be violated because your Erev is in a Rishus HaYachid, and you're in a Rishus HaRabim. So, in terms of halacha, you'd be violating an Issa Daraisa. But the kula that we have by Erev Truman, which, again, this is one of those Gemaras that seem to be going, again, not like Rabbi Akiva, what we paska, that Erev Truman is Durabanan, so we have the a tremendous kulas regarding Erev. This is one of those kulas. This is what the Rashba says, Beferish. This is one of the kulas. Let's first read Rashi, where it says, Demasa, Mitoch Shei Mukefes Yishuv Mechitzos, about the 10th to last skinny line, Ve'ena Magula, Rashi seems to be saying, we're only talking about a case where there was a walled city, Chazina La, we're able to look at it, Kamanda Malya Afra, as if it is covered with dirt, covered within, dirt within it, Vavi Kamand and Iskavin Lishposam Alamei Asara. You had Kavana to be at the bottom of your tree? No, it's as if you had Kavana to be in the top of your tree. The afalgav, and here's the line that I just mentioned, de'iboy lemishkale lo matzi shakil, even though if you actually wanted to take your Erev, you wouldn't be able to take it. Right? We didn't change the Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid definitions for Kala Torah Kula. It really is still Rishus HaRabim. Toha Ilan, Rishus HaYachid, Vitakla, Rishus HaRabim. Chazinan, still lemakam shvisaso, ki'ilu, hu gavoha. We're able to view it as if, again, as long as it's within Ibur Shalir, it's within the borders of the city, Lamevi ki'ilu neskavim lishpos lamala v'yiknelo ha'erev. We say it's as if we're able to view it like that. This is a tremendous chiddush, a kula that we have regarding Erev Tchumen. This is the chiddush of Rava. Again, the only problem above 10 Tvachim is when it is not within an Ibur of a city. But if it is an Ibur of a city, so then we say it is okay, even if it's above 10 tfachim. That's the Tosas Yerim Aslav Ahai. He's the one that says that even if it doesn't have walls. L'fishuhu kimu kaf l'b'nei ha'ir. Shuhu chasha b'chal ha'ir. Good. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, 1 minute. If you're telling me that you don't have any problems above 10 tfachim, if you put the bread, let's say, if it's lechem, above, if it's within Ibur Shalir, chus li Ibur Shalir nami. Even if you're not in the Ibur of a city. Without that. Why? Kivan to Amar Rava, since Rava says, and we'll have to talk about this position later on, Hanosein Eruvo, Yeshlo Arba Amos, whenever a person has puts an Eruv, he always has the 4 Amos of his own presence. We have Dalet Amos. Let's say somebody's in the middle of nowhere. No Eruv. So he can walk Dalet Amos. So there's a Kwet Machlokes we'll have later on. Is he within the middle of those Dalet Amos? Could he only walk 2 in every direction? Or is he in the middle of a radius that he can walk 4 Amos in every direction? We'll have to talk about that. That's a Machlokes Tanoim that Beth Hashem will have later on. But whatever it is, if you're in your Rishus, so isn't that like the same thing as like within a city? Within a city is as if it's filled up. So your own Dalet Amos is as if it's filled up. So why do you have to say that, oh, it's as if it's filled up, so it's not a problem when it's within the borders of a city? No, even if it's not within the borders of a city, it's for you. So if it's for you, every Erev Tchum should not have a problem of above 10 Tfachim. Because you should say, it's Kamandam Al Yadami, it's as if it's filled up. Hanosei Ruva Yishlo Arba Amos, Havila Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid Ola Al Rakia. It goes all the way up. So just like within a city, so too, in your own Rishus, we should say that it is not a problem. By the way, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha that we mentioned, Shin Mem Beis Sivches, they have this, the halacha of the Erev Tchum being within an Ibor, and it's not a problem. So, ask the Gemara, why don't we say it even outside? So the Gemara says, you're right. There shouldn't be a chilek between inside and outside. You have to come up with a case where your Erev is outside of your Dalet Amos. How is it outside of your Dalet Amos? If it's within your Dalet Amos, it's going to be as if it's filled up, and there's not going to be a distinction between above 10 Tfachim and below 10 Tfachim. How could you get your Erev outside of your Dalet Amos? So, this is the Ukimta. And again, we keep making different factors that must be the case of the Mishnah. So, Amar of Yislav Reder and Misharshia, and this is, we haven't had the picture book in a couple of days, so this the picture book again will help. Hacha be'ilon hanote chutzla arba amos askinan. We're talking about the tree that has very wide branches. Very wide branches, and the branches go outside of Dalet Amos. They go horizontally outside of Dalet Amos. And therefore, we're not going to be able to say it's as if it's filled up and you're on top, because you'll still be outside, away from the Rishus of your Erev. Again, Bilan Anote Chusla Dalet Amos Askinan. Rashi, b'shenofo note chusla da'alamos, shehu sofatchum, v'niyach eruvo b'nofo, and you put the Erev in the edge, in the branches, and v'niskavin lishbos b'yikara, but again, you had kavana to stay at the bottom of the tree, to be konesh shvisa at the bottom of the tree, v'niskavin lishbos b'yikara, and that's why it's a problem. What's the difference now between above and below? So above 10 tefachim, so again, Rashi has this in, other Rishonim aren't so clear about it, but we'll go with Rashi's shot. Rashi on top. Lamata miyud, it's all outside of your Dalet Amos. So why is there a difference between above and below 10 tefachim? So if it's a below 10 tefachim, it's a good Erev. Dematzi nafik lei, you could bring it in chutzla Dalet Amosav, kama deboy lemishkalei, you could get your Erev. Why could you get your Erev? Because where is your Erev now? You're in Rishus HaRabim, at the bottom of the tree. Your Erev is not in Rishus HaYachid, it's below 10 Tfachim. So, it's also in Rishus HaRabim, because Rishus HaRabim goes up to 10 Tfachim. So what you could do, or maybe it's a Carmelist, but either way, Rashi says that you could bring your Erev little by little going Pachos V'Dalet Amos. You could bring a Pachos V'Dalet Amos. That's how you'd be able to take your Erev. Av L'Tok Dalet Amosav. V'Yafagav. Continues Rashi, Dishma Shvina Lahu Nia Labor Shosayaka Lagabi Knias Erev Lahakel. Even though we treat it once you get within your Dalet Amos, it's as if it's filled up. That's what Rashi said before, Lav Rosh Hashayachid Gemuri. Doesn't mean fully Rosh Hashayachid that you'd be able to carry Dalet Amos. No. You gotta work at it. Maybe it's a Carmelis, and therefore you have to carry it Pachas B'Dalet Amos. Either way, you don't have to violate an Issa Daraisa to be able to get your Erev, if it's under 10 Tfachim. If it's a Carmelist, let's say, so then you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos, so you do Pachos, step by step, and you keep stopping, so you never violate a Daraisa. But if it is above 10 Tfachim, so then it's in Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. And therefore, you can't get to your Erev, and that's why it is a problem. But either way, it's outside of your Dalet Amos. So you can't say it's filled up. It's outside Ibur Shalir, and it's outside of your Dalet Amos. The Gemara just says then...
But it's well within the 2,000.
It's within...
Well, still well within.
It fits in. You have to put your Erev within the 2,000.
I'm saying, but even the edge...
Right, it's you put it at the whole tree. That's Rashi at the bottom Rashi. Shenofo nota chutzla Dalet Amos shehu. Right, the Bach changes it. Chutz l'dalet amos. Right, shehu sofa. Right, the Bach takes out those words. V'niach eruva b'sofa b'nofa chutz l'dalet amos. Right, your Erev has to be within your 2,000 amos. Good. The Gemara just now says umay l'malu umay l'mata. How do you get above and below on the same tree? Above and below sounds like you're going up in the tree. But if you're talking about the branches that are going horizontally out, so how do you have the words lamawa and lamata? How does that work? It should say maybe gavoa and namuch. What's lamawa and lamata? So, tahadur zakif. Right, the Gemara explains that you have a branch that goes horizontal, and then vertical, and then horizontal again. So you can have a lamawa and lamata on the same branch. Okay, that is so far. Again, this is all what the Ukimta of the Mishnah, they have a difference between above and below, 10 Tfachim. So we mentioned, what did we say so far? How many conditions do we have to understand the Mishnah? We have, it is a case where you have Kavanah to be Kodesh Visa at the bottom of the tree. Number one. Number two, the top of the tree is 4 Tfachim wide. Number three, it's going like the Shita of Rebbe, that to violate an Issa Drabbanan and Abedash Mashos is okay. Number four, it's outside of the Ibur Shalir. Number five, it's outside of your own personal Dalet Amos. So far, we have five conditions how to understand the case of the Mishnah. Let's throw in another one based on Tosfos. Tosfos says, how could your tree anyway be considered Rishus HaYachid? Don't we have the principle of Gideon Bokinbo? If you could have goats going under the Rishus, that ruins Asi Gideon Umavatli Mechitzta. Tosfos asks on top, Vim Tomar. Hechi Chashiv Lamala Me'asar, Rishus HaYachid. You have a branch above, but you have Rabim, you have the whole street going under. Ha, Gideon Bokinbo Tachtav. V'yafilo, and we'll get to the next line of Tosfos soon. So how are you able to consider that a Rishus HaYachid? So Tosfos comes up with another Ukimta. It must be you closed it up. You put a mechitza under from the branch to the floor. V'yafilu v'yeshlama demayri kagon shesasum tachas hazakifa. Delomatzi baki. Number one, either you close it up, so goats can't go through, at least until within three tefachim of the ground. Inami, or you have a very thick branch. And the branch itself is 10 tefachim in height. If that's true, then you don't, then it's a reshus yachid anyway, because it has mechitzas of 10, and we say, good achis mechitzta. So you have to say one of those two kimtas in terms of not having the gediyim underneath ruining your reshus yachid. Again, either you close it up literally, or you halachically close it up with good achis. Good, we continue. There's one more condition that we have to mention. V'ha iba'i maisila derech alav. You're telling me that if it's above 10 tefachim now, it's off limits. And you have to violate it in the daraisa, because it's in Rishus HaYachid and I'm in Rishus HaRabim. One second. Why can't you climb up the tree? You climb up the tree where you are, and then you'll go and bring it from where it is to you. And Rashi explains that would be going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis, because it's above, right? It's leaving the area where it is on the tree. It will be above 10 tefachim, above the ground. That's like a makom patur, a karmelis, and then going to where you are, above. You climb the tree, which is, this is the Rabbanan. Okay, so this is the Rabbanan. Rebbe says you're allowed to violate those in Bein HaShmashos. So why don't you say that even above 10 tefachim, it's a good Erev? Because you can just climb the tree and bring it to you. And it would be going from a Rishus HaYachid to a karmelis to a Rishus HaYachid. Isn't that only in this is the Rabbanan also, and it should be allowed? Answers the Gemara, no. Kisher Rabim Mekasvim Alav. It's not a Carmelis that you're going through. Because, this is the next factor, it must be a branch that everybody uses to put their bags down on in the street, to take a rest. Everybody puts them down, so it's Rishus HaRabim. Even where you would be going across, from above 10 Tfachim to above 10 Tfachim, that area would not be Carmelis. That would also be a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, that would be a problem on a D'oraisa level. Look at Rashi on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th wide line. Rashi says, V'kaim alon, b'moshit me Rishus HaYachid, l'Rishus HaYachid, derech avir Rishus HaRabim, afilu l'malo miyud chayiv. Rashi quotes the Gemara from Masech HaShabbos, Daf Tzadi Vav, that, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, even above 10 Tvachin, that was Dumi de Mishkan, and that's what you'd be doing here, and therefore it would be an Isser de Oraisa. Uki de Ula, back to the Gemara, like Ula says, De Amar Ula, Amutisha, Rishus HaRabim, if you have a pillar that is 9 Tvachim high, V'Rabim Mekasim Alav, and many people use it, because it's a great height, 9 Tvachim, V'Zarak V'Nachal Gabav, Chayiv. And you threw something on top of it from Dalet Amos away, that's Chayiv. That's Rishus HaRabim, that's considered Rishus HaRabim. Because Rabim, Mekasvim, Alav. Period. Adkan. Hopefully we now have an understanding of the Mishnah. I think we have, again, 6 factors just to summarize what we've done in the past 15 lines. How does the Mishnah make a distinction between if you put your Erev in a tree above 10 Tvachim, it's no good. Below 10 Tvachim, it is good. What's the Ukimta? So we have to say the Mishnah's talking about a case where your Erev is in, the tree is in Rishus HaRabim, and you had Kavana to be Kodesh Fis at the bottom of the tree, which is Rishus HaRabim. But your Erev is in the tree, and above 10 Tvachim, the Erev, it's 4 Tvachim wide, the branches, so it's in Rishus HaYachid. And it's following the Shita of Rebbe, who says one can violate Isurei Derabanan at Bein HaShmashos. And it's not within the Ibur of any other city, and it's not even within your own Dalet Amos, and it's a case where the branches underneath are Rabim Mekasim Alav. Right? All of those factors are how we understand the Mishnah. Good. We had yesterday at the end of the Gemara, Rav Nachman's Talmidim said to him, wow, you also have this Masorah. That was even before we added on these extra 3 or 4 factors. They had this understanding of the Mishnah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, my Rebbe, my Rabbanan, where's the source of this machlokas of Rebbe and the Rabbanan, which we alluded to, that Rebbe holds that Bein HaShmashos, at twilight going into Shabbos, you don't have to worry about Yisurei Rabbanans. But, according to the Rabbanan, you would have to. Even before we get to what the source is, we mentioned this already once or twice, do we paskin this way? Do we paskin like Rebbe, that after Shkia, you're allowed to violate any Yisurei Rabbanan you want? So we know from a Mishnah in Bamalikin that's not true. assuming we paskin like that Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Baba Malikin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah says Gimel Dvarim Sarach Adam Lomar Pesach Peso Erev Shabbos and Chashecha. Three things we have to say in our house: Isaratim, Eiravtim, Aligos Aner. That's before Shkia. Safik Chashecha, Safik Eina Chashecha, Peash Bashos. So what's the halacha? Ein Maasrin Esavadai. You cannot take off Shumas and Maisrus. Brian from Tevel. Vein matbilin as a kelim. You can't be tovel any kli. Vein matlikin as an eris. You can't do matlikin as an eris. But the first two in the Mishnah, those are drabanans. Toveling your kelim on Shabbos, hafrashas shumas and maestros, that's a tikkun pasha, that's a drabanan. Why are you allowed to do this? Rashi, there in Shabbos, daf lamed dalid, Rashi says, kasavar gazru af al hashvus, af al ben hashmashos. Rashi seems to say, this Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan, against Rebbe. That's Rashi. Any other way to say that? The Gemara doesn't say there that it's only limited to Rebbe, so there are other suggestions made. The Rambam says that Rebbe Shita of allowing Durabbanans during Ben HaShmashos is only Litzarech Mitzvah. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Erevin, Perek Vav. Shabbashas can avalam niskavin lishpos brishos a yachad brishos rabbin viniach a ruva bakarmelis or niskavin lishpos bakarmelis viniach a ruva brishos rabbin or is a erev shabbashas kinias ho erev shubin ashmashos mutter lahotzi ulahachnis bikol achas mishte rishuyos bakarmelis lidvar mitzvah. And here's his line shakal davar shumi devari sofrim lo gazer olavin ashmashos b'maka mitzvah o b'shas adchak. That's the Rambam's lashon, right? Only so you can say that Mishnah Shabbos is not b'maka mitzvah, not b'shas adchak. Right, and that's why you're not allowed to do it. That's the Rambam, and that is, if you want to look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Right, that's why we never heard of this. You could do any drabbanan you want. You could do Amir Lakum. Okay, but generally drabbanans you can't do. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shin Mem Beis. Kol hadvarim shehem asur mi divrei sofrim lo gazru alav ben hashmashos v'hu shiyeh shem dvar mitzvah o dochak. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ketzad, for example, Mutter lo ben asmashos la'alos be'ilon, o la'shut al pnei amayim, la'havi lulav o shofar. V'chein morid meha ilon, o mosi mea karmelis, eiriv sha'asa. Right, any of those, if it's a difficulty. This is the ben asmashos heter, only letzarech mitzvah. And the post gave me the Mishnah Berurah quotes here. Malacha shein tzricha lagufa is a very chomer iser drabanan, so that might not even be allowed letzarech mitzvah, especially according to the Rambam himself, who holds that malacha shein tzricha lagufa is a daraisa. There is a suffix that Magen Avraham has. Interesting suffix. Do you say the same halachos? Whatever the heter is by Ben Hashmashos, do you say the same heter Ben Hashmashos on Motzei Shabbos as you say on Erev Shabbos? We usually think of Ben Hashmashos going into Shabbos. Oh, I lit candles. It's already after Shkia. So what about Ben Hashmashos on Motzei Shabbos? You have the same Heterim? The Magen Avraham has that suffix. He has that suffix whether you'd say the same Heterim or not. So this relates to whether going into Shabbos or going out of Shabbos are the same halacha. We've referred to this before. This is the Machlokas. At the end of Simen Reish Samach Gimel in Shulchan Aruch regarding asking a fellow Jew to do malacha for you. If I made early Shabbos, am I allowed to ask a Jew to do malacha for me? I'm coming home from shul and I see a light's on. I made early Shabbos, my friend didn't make Shabbos yet. Could I ask him to turn off a light for me directly? The answer is yes, it's mutter. It's mutter. It's not Shabbos for him yet. 100% totally mutter. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah adds on, and it's the same thing on Motzei Shabbos. If I still have Shabbos, but my friend finished Shabbos already, and I don't think that he's wrong in his shita. I just think that I'm being machmir and continuing Shabbos. So in that case, the Rama says, I'm also allowed to ask him to do malacha for me. Mishamai says, v'kol shekein b'motzei Shabbos. Mishamai acher lispala b'motzei Shabbos. Oshem mamshech sudasa balayla mutter lomer l'chaveru Yisrael shekfar hispalel v'hiv delasos l'malachto l'adoneris l'vashalo v'chulu. The Rama says no difference. Says the Levush, big difference. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Levush here. The Levush from Mordechai Yaffa says, no! There's a big difference. Don't compare Afuke Shabbos and Iule Shabbos. Where it's not Shabbos for him yet. So there, I could ask him. But where it's after Shabbos, then the Kol Shavu Shaim Rotzei L'Mispalo Mavdil Mikol Shekein Demutru. I'm sorry, the Levush Oser. The Lavush, he quotes, he explains the Ramah, and then he quotes the Lavush. Doesn't quote his whole Lashon. But that's the same issue here, the Magen Avraham. Would you say Ben Ashmashos of Friday has the same halachas as Ben Ashmashos of Motzei Shabbos? Okay, either way, it's an important issue. Generally, we have to remember that the Isurei Derabanans of Shabbos aren't like Isurei Derabanans of Kol HaTorah Kula. Just to mention it, the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ritva says this in Masechta Shabbos, it all comes from the Ramban. Their Rebbe. The Ramban of Parshas Emor. That's who lays out this law. Where the Ramban says, usually we have Isurei Derabanans, they have nothing to do with this, a Daraisa. Maybe it's a Gzeira, maybe it's a Siyag. There's no Kiyum of the Daraisa when we prevent ourselves from not doing a Derabanan. Except for Shabbos and Yantif. That's the Ramban's beautiful piece in Parshas Emor on the Pasuk Yihyeh Lachem Shabbason, where the Ramban says, somebody could not violate any Issur Daraisa, and it could basically be a weekday. They could go to their store in a walled city, have business as usual, right? What Daraisa are you violating? To collect money, right? That's a Darabanan, right? Of doing business. And they could schlep things from here to there. You're not violating. But it won't be Shabbos. That's why the Torah says Shabbason. You have to create a certain Shabbos environment. And that's why we have Darabanans. The Darabanans of Shabbos are called Shvusim. What's Shvus? From the word Shabbason. The Ramban says, because it's a Kiyum D'oraisa to help create the type of day. Shenitztavinu min HaTorah li'oslanu menucha b'yantif, also Shabbos, afilu midvarim she'enon melacha, lo she'yitzrach kol hayom limdoda tvuos, v'lishkola peiros v'matanos, ulamali achavayos yayin, ulofanos hakelim. Right, a lot of times when we say something is not Shabbos dick, and you know, people look at us, or our kids look at us, like, oh, what does that mean? It's a kiyum of Shabbason. It's a din daraisa. Shabbosik is not an extra halachic term. It's halachic. It's halachic. That's the idea of Shabbason, creating a day that is different than all other days of the week. Again, the Ritva says it's in Shabbos. He quotes it in the Knivas Yerek Sugi and Daf Kuf Yadalid, but it all comes from that Ramban in Parshas Emor. Again, whenever we talk about Isurei Derabanan of Shabbos and Yontif, we have to remember they are unique in the world of Isurei Derabanan. Okay. Says the Gemara. My Rebbe, my Rabbanan. So where is this Machlokas? Where is this Machlokas? So Detanya. So let's get this Brisa down, because the rest of the blot, the rest of today's daf is going to talk about understanding, and tomorrow's daf, understanding this Brisa. So what does the Brisa say? Titania. Case one, let's call the Brisa as a Reisha and a Seifa. This is the Reisha of the Brisa. Nasnu ba'ilon l'mala me'asar atvachim en eruvo erif. L'mata me'asar atvachim eruvo erif. So far, so good. That's like the Mishnah. Above 10 tvachim, it's asar. Right, it's in the Erev is no good Erev. Lower than 10 tzvachim, it is an Erev. V'asur litzlo. Even though it is a good Erev, you're not allowed to take it. Why? That's the Isser D'Rabbanan of Hishtamshus B'ilon on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take the Erev. But that's okay. That's the Shita of Rebbe. The Shita of Rebbe is that you are allowed, even though it's still called an Erev. Still called an Erev. That, by the way, I forgot to mention, the Ravid quoted in the Ritva here gives another answer. How do you put together the Mishnah Bamalikin, right, that says you're not allowed to do Drabbanans during Beit HaShemashos to this? You say it's a Machlokas, like Rashi says. So the Ravid says, no. Rebbe agrees that you're not allowed to do it. Rebbe agrees you're not allowed to do the Drabbanans at Beit HaShemashos. The only Hefter that he says is, you can consider it as if you did it for Hilchas Erev Tchumen. You're not allowed to actually do it. That's the Chiddush of the Ravid. It's a very limited halacha of Rebbe. Anything that's asim shem shvus, lo gazur ben ashmashas regarding what? Lo gazur that you could consider it hu ve'eruvo b'makam echad. That's the limited halacha of the Shita of Rebbe. That's the Ritva here quoted in the name of the Ravid. But either way, what does the Tanakhama here say? The same chilek the Mishnah mentioned, above and below 10 tfachim, but it just adds that you're not allowed to take your eruv, because that's an Issa Drabanan. Okay, that's a line that's stuck in there. We're not going to focus on that. But just to mention it, if the Erev is on a tree lower than 10 tefachim from the ground, of course you're allowed to take it. That's lavud. It's as if it's on the floor. The tree is not doing anything. And therefore, you're allowed to take it. That's halacha lemaisa. We know there's an isser of using trees or bushes on Shabbos, but let's say I want to tie my shoe, and there's a tree stump that is less than 3 tefachim from the floor, then I'm allowed to tie my shoe on it. That's not called using a tree, because that's like the ground. That's lavud. That is all, forgetting the lavud line right now, case one of the Mishnah, the Reisha is, the same chiluk our Mishnah made. Right, above 10 tefachim, below 10 tefachim. Case two. Nasnu bikalkala. What if you put your Erev in a basket? Vitzla'o be'ilan, and then you hung that basket on the tree. Afilo l'malam e'asar atvacha me'ruvo Erev. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe comes up with a chiddush. Even though we've been saying above 10 tefachim is a problem, if it's in a basket, it's okay. How does a basket make it okay? How does that help? So we will have to see. The Gemara is going to explain it. V'chachamim omrim, and then the chachamim come along and say, no. Kol makom sh'asa litzlo ein eruv ha'eruv. If you can't take your eruv, then it is not a good eruv. And that's the Rabbanan that we're talking about who argue with Rebbe. The Shaila is, what exactly... which case are the Chachamim arguing on? The Chachamim Omrim Ahai. The Chachamim who say that it's Aser, which case? Remember, we have two cases in the Mishnah. We have the case which is parallel to, in the Brisa. We have the case that's parallel to the Mishnah, above and below ten Tfachim, that's the Resha, and then we have the same for the case of the basket. So which is the case that they're arguing on? So Ahai. Ilema Aseifa. Are they arguing on the case of the Seifa, which is what it sounds like, the basket case? Meaning, Rebbe says if it's in the basket, no problem. It's always Mutter. It's called that you called your Erev even above 10 tefachim. And below 10, and the Rabbanan say, no, it's Aser. So, Lamech Savi Rabbanan, Staden Asurin, if they're saying that in the basket is also considered using the tree, then this should shed light on a machlokas we had at the end of Masechah Shabbos. There we had a machlokas. We know you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. What about one step removed from a tree? If you have a basket on the tree, could I take stuff in and out of the basket? Or, if I have a nail stuck to the tree, could I tie a hammock to that nail on Shabbos? That's the issue of studin. That's a machlokas. So, if it's true that the Rabbanan here say, asur the basket, so they're taking a stand, studin asurin. So why don't we bring this up over there in Masechah Shabbos? We didn't! So it must not be true. Because it would have been important to bring up this brisa. So Ella, it must be Aresha. It must be that the last line of the Rabbanan are arguing on the first case of the brisa, not on the second case of the brisa. Meaning, what does the first case of the brisa say? Above 10 tefachim is asur, below 10 tefachim is mutter. The Rabbanan say, no. Even below 10 tefachim, you can't take your Eruv right now. It's nisa d'Rabbanan, so doesn't work for you. That's what we assume. So now, hi Ilan, hey Chidami. Let's try to analyze this a little more. Where is this tree that's discussed in the Brisa? Right, we had a whole 20 lines to explain the case of the Mishnah, but now we have to explain the Brisa. Why is the Brisa different? Because of the Seifa case, as we'll see, the basket. We don't know why a basket would make things better. So, hi Ilan, hey Chidami. What's the case of the tree? There's more to talk about here, but let's just do the whole flow. We're going to do it the whole, try to finish it, and then we'll come back to some comments. Bezos Hashem. So, hey Chidami, where is your tree? And what type of tree is it? If your tree is not four tefachim wide in its branches, so makam p'turu, then it's above 10 tefachim is a makam p'tur. So why do the rabbanan say aser? Right? Why does everybody say aser? Sorry, everybody says aser in the resha. So if it's not four tefachim wide, is a makam p'tur. And remember, Rishus HaRabim only goes up until 10 tefachim from the ground. So it should be makam p'tur, and everybody should say it's mutter. V'id is be'arba, and if it's four tefachim wide, kinasun b'kalkala ma'havi. So what does a basket help? Why should a basket make it all mutter, according to Rebbe? So, Amar Avina, this is the Brisa. This is the first understanding of the Brisa. If you want to just look ahead and foreshadow, this is number one. Number two is going to be Rabbi Yirmiya, six lines from the bottom on the next Amud. We're going to have two different understandings of the Brisa. So this is number one. Amar Avina. Resha de isbe arba'a. The first, the resha, the case, the chiluk of above and below 10 tefachim, that's 4 tefachim wide. So it's a resha zayachid, exactly how we explained it earlier. How the Gemara explained the Mishnah, that's how we explained the Brisa. That's fine. Seifa, what's the Seifa case, right? How does a basket help? The less be arba'a. The Seifa case is where the tree, either, or the branch is not four tefachim wide, v'kalkala mashlimto la'arba'a. But the basket is right next to the tree, and if you put the width of the basket together with the width of the tree, you will have an area four tefachim wide. What are you talking about? The tree is solid. It's not hollow. And we're going to the opinion that you're allowed to hollow out solid items. V'Rebbe Savar LaKarebi Meir, V'Savar LaKarebi Yehuda. And Rebbe, who says, once you have the basket, it's not a problem, and it's as if it's on its own Rishus, and a basket is always Mutter, holds like Rebbe Meir and like Rebbe Yehuda. Which Rebbe Meir, which Rebbe Yehuda? Savar LaKarebi Meir to Amar Chokagin LaHashlim. He holds like Rebbe Meir, who says you're allowed to hollow out in order to be Mashlim the Shir. What was the context of Rebbe Meir? If you remember, we had this by Hilchas Mezuzah. What if someone has an arched doorway? For a doorway to be called a doorway, it has to be four tefachim wide. So what if it's four tefachim wide at the bottom, but it's four tefachim wide only, let's say, up to seven tefachim? And then it becomes arched. So is that doorway chayav in Mezuzah or not? Because the doorway has to be ten tefachim wide. And four tefachim high and four tefachim wide. So our mayor says, yes, that's chayv and mezuzah. Why? Because you look at the arch as if it's hollowed out. As if it's hollowed out. And therefore, chokakin lahashlim. So Rebbe is going like that opinion number one. So you can hollow out the tree, so the tree and the basket could form one rishus, four tefachim wide. And he holds like Rebbe Yehuda. V'sava like Rebbe Yehuda de Amar be'inon. He made a comment somewhere else as follows. Be'inon eir v'agav makamar bo'avaleka. Rebbe Yehuda says that you always need to put your Erev on a makom of dalal dalal. It has to be in a reshus. You can't put your Erev in a tree on a very skinny branch. That's why Rebbe says in the case of the basket that, again, in the Seifa, no matter what, it's going to be okay. Even above 10 tefachim. Right? Because it's considered, even though it's considered nechshav dalal dalal, regarding hanachas Erev, it is good enough. It's not a Rosh Hashayachad Gemurah, as we mentioned earlier. It's not a Rosh Hashayachad Gemurah. You see on the top Rashi. Mi Rosh Hashayachad Gemurah lo have. Kivan de'ein betachtiso shel ilan rachav dalad. Right, you have an area of dalad, but you don't have ten mechitzas, ten tefachim ay. Remember, what did we say? What's the requirement of a Rosh Hashayachad? You need mechitzas that are ten tefachim and four tefachim y. You don't have that here. It's good enough for Erev Tchumen. So that is why Rebbe, in the Seifa case, remember, what are we trying to explain now? We're trying to explain this case, the second case of the Braisa, where Rebbe says, if you have a basket, it's all good. It's all good. Why is it all good? Because what the case is where the tree itself is not four tefachim wide, with the basket it becomes four tefachim wide, and you're allowed to put your Erev on such a Rishus, and everything works out, and you're allowed to violate an Issa D'Rabbanan to get there, because it's Rebbe Shita of Gazer Ben Asmashas, even above 10 Tfachim, it is all Mutter. That is the Shita of Rebbe, and that's the explanation of the Braisa. So that's the end. Now we're just explaining my Rebbe Yehuda. Where's the Rebbe Yehuda that he's referring to? The Chokakim Lahashlim Rebbe Meir we've had before. Where's the Rebbe Yehuda? My Rebbe Yehuda as follows. Titania, the following Braisa. Rebbe Yehuda who says that you need an area of 10 Tfachim to put your Erev on. That's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Titania. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, no'atz kora birushus harabin. If you stuck a pole into the street, v'hiniach eruvo aleha, and if you put your eruv on it, gavoa yud v'rachav adalid, if it's 10 tefachim high, and 4 tefachim wide, eruva eruv, that's good. V'im lav, and if it's not what? So the havamino, we think maybe even if it's not 10 tefachim high, v'im lav, ain't eruva eruv. If it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not a good eruv. Says the Gemara, what? Adarabah. The lower it is, the better it is. So what do you mean it's not a good Erev? So the Gemara says, you're right, we misunderstood. Elahachi ka'amar. When it says v'im lav, it's not going on the height, it's only going on the width. Gavoa asara tsarach shiyehe barosha arba. If it's 10 tefachim high, so that it needs 4 tefachim wide, because Rabbi Yehuda requires a rishus. The Erev has to be in a separate rishus. Ain gavoa asara, but if it's not 10 tefachim high, ain tzarach shiyehe barosh arba, then you don't need 4 tefachim on top because it's considered as if it's on the ground in terms of Erev. Why? Rashi quotes the sugya from we had a Masech Shabbos, kluta kamisha hun chadamya. It's not within lavud, it's not within 3 tefachim of the ground, but it's within the airspace of the street, so it's as if it's on the street. Period. So far, what did we say? All we did was explain the Braisa. We spent the first half of today's daf explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah, which makes the distinction between above and below 10 tefachim, we had all the 6 conditions to understand the Mishnah. Fine. Now we're trying to understand the Braisa. The Braisa, case one of the Braisa, is the same exact thing as the Mishnah. And we said, same thing. The second half of the Braisa is what's a little tricky. Why does a basket make a difference? So we said, oh, it must be a case where the tree itself is not four tefachim wide. With the basket, it becomes four tefachim wide. And this price is going like two other opinions of the Tanaim. Rebbe Meir holds Chokakim Mahashlim, and Rebbe Yehuda, who holds you need an area of four tefachim to put your Erev on. Where does he say that? Right here, the price that we just quoted. Period. Just one final section, and then we'll stop for the day, and then we'll just make a couple of comments. Come on. Who is this brisa also going according to? Delok, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Is it against Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who we had back at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos? What did he say? Detanya, there's another brisa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. No eitz kana berushas arabim. If somebody sticks a reed, a pole in the street, v'hiniach berusha traskal, and he puts a basket on top of the pole, v'zarek v'nach al gabav, and I threw something from the street into their chayiv. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that's a Rishus Hayachid. It's Rishus Hayachid. Because they put a basket on top of the pole. So is this Brisa against that? Because here, it's only considered Rishus Hayachid Lagabe Erev Tchumen. It's not really Rishus Hayachid. Right? When you have the even though this basket is Mashlim, the shear, with the tree. So should we say that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda argues with this Brisa? Because he says that's a real Rishus Hayachid. Our Brisa says, no, it's only Lechumra for Erev Tchumen. The Gemara says, no, there's a big difference between the two cases. Maybe there's no machlokas. Where's the basket over there? The basket over there, in his case, is on top of the pole. It's on top of the pole. Here, it's next to the tree, which is a solid unit. Afilu teim Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam, over there, all you need to use is one halacha l'moshe misinai. Good achis mechitzta. You have the basket on top of the pole, shoot the sides of the basket down, you have your Rishus HaYachid. You have your Rishus HaYachid. The walls shoot down, you have your area of horizontal Rishus. Fine, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it there. Hasam Hadron Mechitzta, you just shoot it down. Hacha Lo Hadron Mechitzta. But over here, you have a problem, because you need to do two things. First, you gotta hollow out your tree, and then you gotta shoot the walls down. So maybe that's why he wouldn't agree here. If you only have to do one halacha Moshe B'Sinai, then fine, just shoot the walls down. The basket's at the top of the pole, you go straight down. But over here, the basket is next to the tree, which you have to hollow out, so that you wouldn't do. That's what, look at Rashi on the first wide line, the really wide line, the chiamrinan good achis, akati istan lamemar chokekin lahashlim, leitztarufei kalkolav hadilon, v'tarti lo amrinan. You can't say both of those principles. Maybe only one of them. We had discussed this, again, not to review it, we discussed this back on Daf Tes earlier, whether you're ever allowed to say a double halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Two types. We mentioned then a tshuva of Kiva Eger, that maybe you can't say two halacha Moshe B'Sinai if you only could say one if you previously say the other one. It's not just two that overlap. And here you'd have to say chokakin before you shoot down. So that's why it wouldn't be allowed. Period. Just one other discussion I wanted to bring up before we finish. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, where we're up to now, though, is a totally, we're going to have a totally different understanding of the Brisa. And then we're going to go through trying to ask about why that is. And then, don't hold your breath, right? We're coming up with next mission on the top of Lamed Aleph Beis. Bezal Hashem. But, one Ha'ara, the Rashba here asks, and the Rashba does not answer the question. What are we talking about? The Erev's in the tree. Above 10 Tfachim even. You can reach that from the ground. Right, above that, what's 10 Tfachim? 10 Tfachim is the 32 inches to 40 inches. Said the Rashba, how is that, and that? What is the whole Gemara, the past blot, been assuming? The whole blot has been assuming that's using the tree. Are you using the tree, really, by taking your Erev out? How are you using the tree? What's the Yisad Rabbana? What are we worried about? Says the Rashba, the ikalameita kashmaitzin, to ha'asar netilas Erev, me'algabi ilon, mishum de mishtamish be'ilon, v'netila maitashmish ika. What are you using? Taking something from the tree is called using the tree? He says, Ve'isi misha tirates. I saw some that suggest, the kiva denostim sham al das litvo lamachar, because you put it there with kavana to take it tomorrow, that's using the tree. Said the Rashba, no, it's not. When you put it there yesterday, it wasn't Shabbos yet. And today, taking it is not called using it. So why is that a problem? I saw other people that say, Kiva Shinosto Sham Likno Sham Bai is you're using it by having your Erev there, by Bikon and Shvisa there. I said, I don't like that either. Because the Issa Drabanan is physically using the tree. So, Va'ot Sarach Ian. The Rashput does not answer the question. How is this using the tree? The Ritva here says, well, there's a good chance you're going to touch the tree, you're going to lean on the tree. There's a good chance that that's what's going to happen in your trying to get it down, right? That is called using it. He says, V'tayma de milsa, to call, sorry, wrong one. Ve'en l'davar zet tam klal, sha'anu, ein l'an a lesser ilan. He quotes the question of the Rashba, is v'anachon ve'enai, t'ha'cha yisur mishum de zimnin, t'chishakele nosein gufo al ha'ilan, v'hu mishtamish bo. There's a very good chance you're going to lean on the tree, you're going to touch the tree. But the other answer to the Rashba is that saying, taking something from a surface is using it. Touching it is not required. Using it can even be taking something from the surface. Where does this come up? This machlokas, this issue? Tvilas kalim. Tvilas kalim. Let's say I go to somebody's house, I go to a restaurant, and I'm pretty sure that they did not tovel their kalim. Shulchan Aruch says beferish. You're not allowed to eat on non-toveled kalim. Even once, not once, right? It's a misconception. Some people think, oh, one time is okay. No, it's not true. Even one time. And even if I use a kli 100 times without toveling it, that doesn't remove its chiyuv to tovel it. I have to tovel it after 25 years if it was never toveled. But what happens if I know it's not toveled? So 2 points. Number one, in a restaurant, in a public area. See, if it's a public area, like a cafeteria or a restaurant, Rav Ovadia and other poskim have certain types of kulas. If it was bought l'schora, maybe there's no chiyuv tefila. It wasn't bought for personal use mitzad the restaurant, and you don't have a chiyuv because it's not yours. So some heterim by public places. But what about if it's a private person? What if you're invited to somebody's house, or it's a family member, whatever it is, you know the food's kosher, but you're pretty sure the tekelim are not tovelt. Is there a heter? What are you allowed to do? So 2 points. Number one, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe makes a difference between solids and liquids. Rav Moshe says, by a solid, where, let's say you have a piece of chicken. You could just as easily put the piece of chicken on the table than to put it on your plate. So, is that really using the plate? No, you can just put it on the table. So that's why Rav Moshe says, you know, yesh makom, let's letzadeh, again, in this type of case where it's difficult, yesh letzadeh, the yafsama, teirim, because there's a difference between solids and liquids. If it's soup, Rav Moshe says, you know, just skip the soup. Skip the soup. Rav Moshe says in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel Siman Chav Beis Ha'ochel b'malon o b'misada she'en tovin kleyem and asal lefarav chatichas basar v'chadome v'chulu v'einan tzricham la'etzem akli v'einan mishtam shim bo l'tzorach achila af shegam kli shemishtam shim bo l'dvarim yaveshim nechshav im kli suda but still shas adchak you don't really need it. But soup, skip the soup. Say you're not hungry for soup. Right? He doesn't have the heter of, oh, it's l'schara. Even in a hotel you need this. That's one heter. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as having a heter, again, in a Shas HaTzchak, maybe just removing something from a kli is not called Hishtamshus B'Kli. Right? Just like the assumption of this Gemara is quoted in the Sefer Tfilas Kalim on page Pevav, if you want to look it up. I think it's quoted in one of the Minchas Shlomos also. Hotza'a mikli. Is that Chashav Hishtamshus? If you're just removing the kli from a bowl, Efshar Lahakel. Efshar Lahakel. Not a spoon or a fork, that would be a hishtamshus because you're using that to take it out. But taking something out with your hands from a plate, from something like that, so that would be a tzad lahakel if one doesn't have a choice. Okay, these are the same issue that comes up in terms of hotsa'a from a kli, hotsa'a from a shri. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue as of tomorrow with Rabbi Yirmiya, the second understanding of the Brisa, as we continue plowing through Perek Bakol Ma'arvin.